on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, answer the question honestly. Where do you rank yourself in looks? This is going somewhere, I promise. They just asked people here in Maryland that question to rank themselves on, do they think they're basically better or worse than average on a whole bunch of things. Mm-hmm. And I thought we could go through these today and just kind of figure out where you are in comparison to your neighbor in a bunch of different categories. We'll start with looks, though, because I think that's just kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're basically above average, average, or below average in these certain categories? And we'll start with looks. Jess, when it comes to looks, do you think you're above average, average, or below average looks-wise?
I think I'm above average because of my mom. My mom is like the most beautiful person to me. The older I get, the more I look like her. So I say that literally because of her.
Charlotte, below average or above average in looks?
I feel like I'm going to sound like a jerk, but I think I'm above average.
Above average?
You should be allowed to say that. You should be allowed to like and love the way that you look.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm average, if anything. Most people said they were average. 27% say that they were above average. 19% said that they were below average. But most people said they were right in the middle. So that's where they were.
Honest, yes.
When it comes to trustworthy, would you say you're above average, average, or below average?
Above average.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charlotte, where are you?
I would say as long as I know that something is a secret, I won't say anything.
That's fair.
So I'd say above average.
That's fair.
You have to know it's a secret.
Yeah, you need to be told that you can't say anything.
Yeah.
I would probably put myself in the below average category.
That's real.
If you tell me something really exciting, I just can't keep
it
to myself.
You want to talk about it.
I got to tell at least one person, but it's not going to be somebody that's damaging in your department. Like, it's going to be somebody that you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm probably going to tell somebody. Most people in Maryland said that 77% of people think they're above average when it comes to trustworthiness.
Vault, baby, locked down.
What is that?
You know from Hitch when he's like, a vault, I'm a vault, baby, locked down.
Oh my God. I haven't seen that movie in forever, but I love that. I love that voice.
Yeah.
Driving, Jessica, let's talk about driving.
Below, should not be on the road, should not have a vehicle, literally hate driving.
Jessica might be the worst one.
Worst driver on the planet.
I'd love to give you the driving test again and see if you would pass.
No, because then I'll get my license taken away. If you want to pay for my Ubers every day to work, then I'll take it again, but no.
When it comes to driving, are you above average, average, or below, Jess?
Below, yeah, the lowest of the low.
Charlotte, I saw that giant scratch down the side of your car. I actually had to text Charlotte yesterday. This is our producer because you haven't met Charlotte yet. She has a giant, have you seen that down the side of her car?
No.
Giant scratch. And I was like, was that new or has that been there? Are you average?
That's character.
Below average or above average driver, Charlotte?
Okay, so like, for my purposes, I'm above average. Can I get there efficiently?
No.
Can I parallel park in the city?
Ooh.
Can I hold my own? Yes. For others, it might
it's
be a below good. Average it's, experience, yeah. but...
To your standards, you're good.
I'm great.
You know what's really funny is most people in Maryland think they're above average.
What about you, though?
Oh, me? I'm above. I'm a great driver, dude. I'm one of the greatest drivers in the history of this earth. I promise you, I'm good.
You're fine.
I don't even want to jinx it, but I haven't been in a wreck since I was 16. Don't jinx it. Oh, my God. I'm above.
You need to, like, knock on counter.
I know. I'm a great driver. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all are not good drivers here. You're terrible. Terrible drivers.
Oh, like Maryland in
Maryland,
general?
Yeah.
No, this is the scariest. Y'all think LA is bad. Everyone always talks about LA or New York being crazy as far as roads. Nah.
No,
Maryland
is
the number one scariest place I've ever driven in my life.
Driving in DC.
I've never seen anyone purposely
go into the shoulder to get in front of people before until I moved to the state.
And it's so much worse, I think, even up here than
it is
in D.C.
Crazy.
Let me give you one more. We're talking about, do you find yourself to be above average, average, or below? This is what Marylanders are saying. And just these certain categories. Dancing. Do you find yourself to be above average or below average?
Above average.
You find yourself to be above average.
As a dancer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And why do you say that?
Because I have rhythm and because I've been dancing competitively since I was like 7.
I don't think I've ever seen you dance before. And it's funny, I've known you for 10 years. I can't think about you dancing.
I mean, we've never been in a place where I would be dancing in front of you.
I know. I can't think of it. But that's weird. 10 years, I don't think I've ever seen you dance before. It's just really weird. Charlotte, average, below, or above average dancer?
Above, because I also grew up being trained in dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just out here dancing.
Dancing.
Just out dancing in the street.
You know. I'm way below. I'm the worst dancer on the face of the earth. 54% of Marylanders say they're below average. So if you fall into that category, don't feel bad.
Don't stop dancing.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.